We are learning Masechtas Sedarim, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting at the bottom of Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. We had a stira between the two Hilchasa of Shmuel. Shmuel on one hand paskins like a Yochanan ben Nuri in our Mishnah that says that if a Isha is Makdish or Maisi Adayim, the halacha is you're allowed to be made for it, even though right now it's not Chal, but Chal after Gerishin, and therefore the husband can be made for it. So it sounds like you can makdash davish, you can makdash or make a neda on davish loy bala olam because the ma'aseh da'im are not here yet. She's not divorced yet, and right now it's meshubah to the husband. So you see, you can make a neda on something that's loy bala olam. And then he paskins like the man Yomar Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler holds that if someone is makdash the ma'aseh da'im of his wife, even though it could be chal after misa, but the halacha is that it's chulin. Why? Because it's loy bala olam, and he passes like that. Reichna soundless. It's stira. The two Shmuels. One Shmuel says he passes reichna benuri, which sounds like davish loy bala olam, and the other one passes like reichna soundless. They don't say you know it can't be makos davish loy bala olam. So Gemara tried three truths, and the third tarot of Gemara was that our Mishnah is talking about where you makdish the yadayim. The yadayim are bala olam. Her hands are bala olam, and she made a neder on her hands that whatever her hands make will be aser. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? But Lamaisa, it's still Meshuvad. The Maisa time is still Meshuvad. So the hands are Ba'ilam. You're not being active making nether on the Paris that you're going to produce. But, and your hands are in the world, even though the Paris are not. But Lamaisa, still, it's Meshuvad. So how's the Chal? So Gemara says, L'chim Garsha. Because you're doing it for when you get divorced, that's when the hands will become aser with a nether. So Gemara asks, "Not pehei mebeis, hashtamias loy megarshin." Lamaisa, right now there's no gershin, and the question is, since right now there's no gershin, so it's also considered davish loy v'loylam. Umemai dichiyamro halchi mehanyo. The bottom pehei mebeis. Who said that works? Lamaisa, good. The daim are in the world, but Lamaisa, they were not divorced yet. Not divorced yet. So right now it's meshuvid. So even though you makdash the daim right now meshuvid to the husband. I'll tell you why. If someone says to his friend, I'm selling you this field, and right now I'm selling it to you, but when I buy it back, when I buy it back, it's going to be Kaddish. Isn't it not Kaddish? And the Ran explains that it's not a Bryce or a Mishnah somewhere, but Ravila knew this. He knew this from himself that Vada in this case it's Kaddish. It's a big Hektish. Why? Because right now it's in your Rishos. Right now it's in your shoes, and you're not being makdish right now. You're being makdish for when you buy it back, and that's fine. So here also, I could do the same thing. So bars the ran, which tomorrow we'll ask a second. What's the havamina? That's the daimer to the case of the isha. By the isha, right now her hands are not in her shoes. So what kind of dimyan is that? That there you're being makdish the field that's in your shoes right now that you're going to sell and buy back. You're right. For a certain amount of time before the hekdish, it won't be in your shoes, but right now it is in your shoes. So what type of dimyan is that to the isha? So the ran explains because there's a difference between Ishus Yadayim and if you sell a field. When you sell a field, you sell the entire field, the guf, the payers, the whole thing is out of my rishos. When my hands are meshuvah to my husband, the Ishus hands are meshuvah to the husband, the guf of the hands are still belong to me. The guf of the hands itself, still belong to the Isha. And even when something's meshuvah, it's just the payers. So you would think that's similar to this case, that here it's a sickle mile over a field, that your hands are always, the goof of the hands are always in your rishos. So just like over there, I can makdish the field, even though there'll be a time when it's out of my rishos. Same thing, I can makdish my hands, even though right now it's out of my rishos. But the goof is in my rishos. So that's sort of Ila saying that here, when you makdish your dialogue, he's saying, makdish the hands for what they produce, even though right now the production and the produce is meshuvah to the husband, but lemaisa can be chal later because just like this case where someone says the field I'm going to sell to you, wanting makdish is kaddish, but maskev rav yirmiyah mi dami, it's not a dinyan. So does zushan imaychalach hashda v'yodehi. Right now it's in your hands to make it hektish. Want to make it hektish right now? You could. Mashenke by isha ish v'yod lahektish maisi deah. By isha stop v'yodeh to make a hektish on the maisi deah. So holy dummy, the case of Isha is similar to a different case. The field that I sold you, after I sold you already, when I buy from you, takdish mi kacha, there it's takin hakadosh. So it's compared to a different case. Isha is more like a case where it's given away. And like the Ran explains, that even though we just finished saying that there's a milo over Isha's hands, always in your shush, but like the Ran explains, that lemaisa, maybe by soda is better because lemaisa I can be makdish it right now. The case of soda that I'm going to sell to you, when I buy it back to be kaddish, the reason why it's kaddish is because right now I can make it. Right now I can't make it into nether. There's no way I can make a nether. Good, the gufa maybe is mine, but since the pears are not mine, I cannot make a nether on it. So therefore, it's more similar more to the case where I sold the field to you already. Where I sold to you already, it's similar more to that case. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? So he's saying that it shouldn't work because similar to that case where I sold the field. Maskevara papa, mi dami, gabi zvina psika milsayu. Gabi isha mi psika milsa. He's saying it's not doyma to a sale, because by a sale, you completely gave away the whole guf and peris. Mashenkin by a isha, the hand's always in your rishus. So it's not doyma to that case either. You're bringing a raya from that case that's not chal, that's not a raya, because by isha, the guf of your hands are still in your own resource, and therefore maybe it could be kaddishit. So it's not a raya from the case where you sold a field that they were saying can't be makashit. What do you mean by isha? It's better since the your own hands are really in your resource. So what's the daima to? Holy dami ella lo imach haveru sadus zushim mishkanti lach. Let's say I have a field, but you have it as collateral. You're even eating the peris, but you have it as collateral until I pay you up the chayiv. So I tell the guy that, you know, you're holding my field now as a collateral, but like a shefdana, when I paid it from you, when I pay you back your chayiv, takdish, it's going to be kaddish. Let's say I say that. Mila kacha, assuming that case is kaddish. So we're saying this case of isha is similar to that. Because your hands are meshubit to the baal, so it's like a mashkin, but the guf really is mine. So just to pay mashkin, it's kaddish, here it's kaddish. So we're trying to say, we're going back to here, to Shmuel, who says that like Biyachim and Uri, since your hands are be'olam, so it's Kaddish. I, L'chari, you're not divorced yet. Teretz is, I could do that. Just like by a mask, I could do that. Zok Tumor, what are you talking about? It's not daim to that. Mask of La Rav Shesha, Braid, the Rav Idi, Mi Dami, Soda. The case of Soda, which is a mask, can be Yad Lef Toysa. You could be paid at any time. So therefore, you can paid at any time. It's Kilo, you did it right now. That's like the Loran says. M'shem Hachi, Zok Loran, Ki Yomag Lekashif Tanam Chal Takdish, when I paid for you, I'm in Makashit. Kacha, the chos with yodo, anything you could do, lav and chos maisa dami. Sana chos maisa. This came with chos maisa. So there, it's not chos maisa. Masha in came by Isha. Isha with yodo is garish. Isha can't be megarish herself. So therefore, it's not called by yodo. Don't be like a dimin to mashkin. It's not dimin to mashkin. Holy damya. So, but I'll tell you what it's doing to. Maybe this will help us. Eloim Machaver saw the Zushim Mishkanti Lachol Eses Shonim like a Shavdanu Chau Taktish. It's like someone who makes a mashkin for 10 years. For 10 years, I can't be paid it. But after 10 years, I can stop being paid it. Taktish Mila Kacha. There, it's Kaddish. So, I'm saying maybe you could compare it to that. That's a case where I give a mashkin for 10 years. After 10 years, I could be paid it, but till 10 years, not. So there also by Yishu also, since I can't stop Yada Ligarisha. So maybe it's similar to that case. In that case, Taka is Kaddish. So maybe we should bring a right to that case. Maskel Rav Ashi, it's still not Daima. Mi Dami Hasam Kitz, Isha Miyeska Lekatusa. It's still not Daima because there in that case, at least after 10 years, we know that there will be able to be a pidyon. And therefore, I can be Kaddish, Makdashit. Masha Inkein, by Isha, there is no time when I know for sure that she will get divorced. And therefore, it's very schwer to say that it's possible to be Makdashit or make a neder on your hands on the Ma'isi Yadayim, because right now it's not in your Rishus, and it's not going to be for sure in your Rishus. So it's not daimer to any of those cases that we said it's Kaddish. We said a case where it was in your Rishus right now. I said, when I sell it, I buy a vacuum makdashit. So that doesn't help, because right now it's in your Rishus, it's a Maila. By a Mashkin, I could be paid it. By a Mashkin, I have 10 years, at least after 10 years, I could be paid it. But here by Isha, I have neither. Now the Ran says, that what do you mean? I have a way to keep my Ma'isi Yadayim, the Ran asks. We know Rav Huna says that someone could say, Isha could say, Eini nizonis vein oisa. I won't take mizonis, I won't give you my ma'aseh dayim. So anytime she wants, she could stop giving ma'aseh dayim, then give me back the shit. It's up to her. What are you saying it's not up to her? It is up to her, as the Ran asks. It's possibly up to her, because she could say, Eini nizonis vein oisa. He said, we pass on Rav Huna, says, Yechayla Isha shetayim el baile, Eini nizonis vein oisa. That's the Ran's kasha. And the Ran answers, the Rav Yechem Nuri says that the Nedo Bichal after Gerishin, her neder on her ma'aseh dayim is more than just the ma'aseh dayim. If it was Ma'aseh Yadayim, then it wouldn't be a big deal for him to get remarried afterwards, because the whole reason we say it's Be'ilei Levino is because you can't marry her because you can't be Nana from her. You still can be Nana from her, just don't take her Ma'aseh Yadayim. So Rabbi Yechem Nuri says, no, when I ask her Ma'aseh Yadayim, I mean also the malachas that a wife is mechuyev to do for her husband, which is what? She has to grind and bake and clean the laundry. Those things, there's not because of mezainis. That you can't say any mezainis ben erisa. Those malachas, like the Maran Kesuba says, you have to do. If you have a few shvachas, then you don't have to, but you don't have to do all them. But if you don't have shvachas, you have to do those malachas. Those malachas you have to do. And therefore, on that, there, on those things, there's no way for you to get out of it. And therefore, those things are meshubit, then you can't answer that. And don't say, I have to be yodoy, because there you can't say any mezainis ben erisa. That's the Ran's tarot, that when you answer the ma'aseh dayim, you're answering more than the chiv, 5 Slotim they have to bring a week, that the income you have to bring a week. It's more than that. It's also the malachas that a wife has to do for the husband. That means, usually we learn that the Maisa Daim just means the 5 Slalom you have to make per week, which is a chiyuv for the Maisa Daim of a lady. But here we're saying it means the Malachis also. That's what the Rav learns. Tosfos and Ksubis actually argues on this. Tosfos and Ksubis says, Agamar is going to go to Mani Yama, holds that you can't say, Einin is Ernest Ven Oysa. But our Rav is saying that is going to go to Mani Yama, and still, she cannot get out of this Shibud, because when she says that she's asering her Maisi Dayim, the Yodai Le'oisayim means even for the Malachas that she's Mechuyiv to do. So right now, where we're holding right now is that we still now back have a Kasha on Shmuel, a Stira in Shmuel, and the question was, the Chariz Dov Shalom, so we answer that you Makdash Yodayim Le'oisayim. And the question is, it's still Meshuvit Yodayim Le'oisayim. So what does it help? Good, it's not Loi Bala Olam, but Lamais is still Meshuvit. So how is it being Chal? It's being Chal after the Gerishin, that's Loi Bala Olam. So what's going on over here? How could you be makdish your hands? Lo Oseyim, and we have to explain that. That's what we're holding right now.